taken from the underground command post. Deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Listen to what the left doesn't want you to hear. Rush on the EIB Network.
The very sound of these radio show themes and IDs, as we call them, speaks volumes about the way the show hosts see themselves, the attitude of their show, what they see as their place in public discourse in America. They're big, they're bold, they're tough. Behind them are some brilliant communicators, political analysts with encyclopedic memory, but a very narrow focus in the messages they want to deliver, and a very mean spirit toward people who don't share their vision. These themes represent some of the most powerful hosts in toxic talk radio. I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, Media History, Commentary, and Analysis, Season 4, Episode 16. Presented well, information on the radio helps us shape or reshape our own opinions or attitudes toward people, issues, events, change. Radio exposes us to new ideas, different voices, different cultures and attitudes and realities. Presented fairly and in balance with other sources of information, information from the radio is valuable. Can the same be said if the source of information I choose reflects only the attitudes and ideas I already hold? If the host I hear reminds me of myself in the mirror, but bolder, tougher, and more powerful? Research tells us people listen to radio hosts with whom they identify. I wonder how listeners think of themselves then, the listeners who listen to three hosts I want you to hear today. In Season 4, Episode 2, I introduced the concept of toxic talk radio. I selected some examples of right-wing talk radio hosts and their reactions the morning after the start of the impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump. Today, samples of three very prominent hosts in what I call toxic talk radio. The hosts are not on the air in Canada, but each can be heard over AM radio stations many Canadians might be able to tune in at nighttime. Their shows are archived in a variety of ways after the broadcast, including officially and through fan postings on platforms such as YouTube. Just who listens and why is a worthwhile class assignment. It's entertaining, sure, but I imagine listeners must generally agree if they're going to keep listening to someone like Michael Savage. On air, he calls people who disagree with him or promote other opinions idiots. His show, Savage Nation, is right-wing, often critical of Republicans for being not right enough, and absolutely anti-liberal. In his criticism of Nancy Pelosi for tearing up her copy of Trump's State of the Union speech, Savage claims she makes the U.S. look poorly to the world.
What message does that send to our children? Here's a woman who makes believe she's caring about women and children. What if your daughter is in school and she doesn't like the speech of a classmate? What is Pelosi saying? Be a disruptor? Go up and rip up the classmate's speech and throw it in the air? Because you feel like doing it? Sorry. She is not capable of being number three in line. I'm terrified that she is number three in line. Now, if the Republicans had any guts, they're never going to do it. They all look like Romney to me. They would definitely hold a hearing. They'd have a psychiatric panel convened, and they would analyze whether she is fit to even serve and remove her if she isn't.
I find it intriguing when Savage yells, lets himself build up and explode. Mark Levin does that sometimes, too. He's also very right-wing. He's very pro-Trump. He thinks government should play a very small role in American life. He's really upset about businesses being shut down by government order during the COVID-19 pandemic, livid about people being arrested or ticketed for opening their shops or going to a beach.
There is no greater right than the ability to move freely without restriction. We've never experienced a time in our 400 years on this continent, even under King George, when the movement of the entire people of a state was restricted this severely for this long, especially without due process. And by the way, Gavin Newsom, Gruesome Newsom, has announced, you better stay off the beaches in California because he's really going to enforce it. What's he going to do, round them up? He's going to round up American citizens on the beaches. But illegal aliens, don't worry, they're not rounding you up. Just American citizens who are on a beach.
Levin, like Savage, is carried on about 400 radio stations across the United States. And then there's Rush Limbaugh.
The coronavirus is the common cold, folks.
Limbaugh is also extreme right. Like Levin and Savage, he's been accused of various forms of intolerance. He has derogatory names for those who don't see things his way and for those who do things he disapproves of. Limbaugh is heard on more than 600 radio stations every day. His various comments about COVID-19 have had a lot of coverage elsewhere, sometimes reduced to just those 3.7 seconds. I think it's useful to hear them in a little more context. Here's more of what he says leading into that during his show on February 24th.
Folks, this coronavirus thing, I want to try to put this in perspective for you. It looks like the coronavirus being weaponized as yet another element to bring down Donald Trump. Now, I want to tell you the truth about the coronavirus. What, you think I'm wrong about this? You think I'm missing it by saying it's... Yeah, I'm dead right on this. The coronavirus is the common cold, folks. The drive-by media hype of this thing as a pandemic, as the Andromeda strain, as, oh my God, if you get it, you're dead. Do you know what the, I think the survival rate is 98%. 98% of people who get the coronavirus survive. It's a respiratory system virus. It probably is a Chi-Com laboratory experiment that is in the process of being weaponized. All superpower nations weaponize bio weapons.
My point here today is not to argue with any point made by any of these hosts, but again, to provide a taste of what they offer their listeners every day. These hosts reach millions of listeners every day over the radio. They may be talking to people who generally agree with their ideas, but they have impact. They reinforce stereotypes and personal arrogance. They have influence. They are influencers. They argue persuasively. They're better communicators than most journalists or newscasters, and they do it without a script. As communication, it's high art, but its substance is toxic. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach radio.